Welcome to the first programme of the Sunday Class Dance with MC Amanda Peart and broadcast on Radio GH. Listening to an archived copy of this show, which was first broadcast on Radio GH in the week from February 28, 2021. Sound quality has been downgraded to make the file smaller. Hello everybody. I would like this programme to feel like a real dance event. So we will have a mixture of jigs, reels and strathspeys, beginning with something steady until both dancers and musicians have loosened up. And as this is not a live event, music will be provided by all the best bands. With no more ado, please take your partners for the first dance, the three-couple in a four-couple set jig, The Machine Without Horses, to Colin Dewar and his Scottish Dance Band from the CD Scottish Dance Favourites, Volume 1.
Colin Dewar, recorded in 1995. This first programme could be a review of my dancing life, since I started at a children's class at the age of 8 at Morven Scots Club in Worcestershire. The Machine Without Horses, visually depicting a cart or gig with two wheels, shafts and box to sit on, is the first dance which I learnt, which is still popular on dance programmes today. We next have a five-couple dance, the Black Mountain Reel, devised by Derek Haynes for the Black Mountain Reel Club in the Welsh Borders. The band this time is Neil Barron from 1996. When I was about 13, I was taken to the ball in Cheltenham Town Hall under strict instructions as to what I could dance and what I had to sit out. For the Black Mountain Reel, I went up to the gallery and looked down on a full dance floor. I saw the experts putting the twiddle in the middle of the reel of four and vowed that one day I will be good enough to be able to do that. To our first Strathspey, a four-couple longwise set for The Flower of the Quern. A quick note about two chords. This John Drury dance requires threes and fours to start on opposite sides. Some devisers are very specific as to whether they want two chords or not, and John changed his mind over the years, sometimes specifying it and other times not. This recording by Gordon Shand on a CD for 15 John Drury dances has only one chord, so after your set has been counted, you need to change sides appropriately.
That was such a beautiful set of tunes. The first three, the original, Les Trois Grandes Luthiers and Sorona, are all by James Scott Skinner, and the last tune was The Faraway Grandchild, something many of us can relate to this year. Written by Dagger Gordon on the birth of his eldest son 34 years ago for his wife's parents who lived in America. That dance, and this next one, are from my 10-year or so period of dancing at Stamford, after I moved to Peterborough to work in 1977. I actually danced The Flower of the Quern at a dance in Worcestershire, probably not that long after it was published, and took it back to Stamford, where it became a firm favourite. Jig time now, and four couple sets again, but without any complications of changing sides. The Diamond Jubilee was devised by Robert Campbell from Canada and published by the RSCDS in their Diamond Jubilee Book 31 in 1983, a book which also contains Clutha, Autumn in Appin, The Clansman and many other continuously popular dances. Playing for us today is Alistair Wood and his Scottish Country Dance Band from the original RSCDS recording. Alistair Wood with the Diamond Jubilee. Once I had three children under four, my dancing had to take a break, and I didn't actually restart again for 18 years. However, by then I was free to indulge in my hobby as much as I liked. This next dance ties together some achievements. The Sunday class began on January the 31st, 2010. On the last Sunday in March 2011, Marian Anderson and her band played to a sell-out dance, the first I had ever organised. In 2013, Marian recorded the Sunday Class Dance Book 1 CD, and in that book was The Rutland Reel, written by Robert Senior, who with his wife Margaret lives in Uppingham and teaches at the club in Oakham, both in Rutland. Take your partners for this 8x40 reel. Thank you.
reel, Robert requested Mrs. Mary Printy, an Ian MacPhail tune, as the lead tune, and around the same time he submitted the dance to the RSCDS, who chose it for publication in Book 48. There was a certain amount of controversy over their agreement for the lead tune to stand, as it is a very popular unattached tune used by musicians in many sets, but we are pleased that they agreed. When I first started compiling dance programs, I was given one piece of unwritten local advice. Only one 8x32 bar Strathspey per evening, please. And in fact, I have almost always followed that. Tonight's candidate is Gang the Same Gate by Milton Levy, published in RSCDS Book 36, and the recording I have chosen is from Jim Lindsay's Reel of the Puffins CD. same gate, which literally means go the same way. Having had so long out of dancing, many complicated formations had been invented, which I needed to learn, and I was still struggling with set and link for three, when at a dance, I was invited onto the floor by Kevin Marchand, a lovely dancer from Market Harborough. I was always told by my mother, never refuse a gentleman, and I certainly wasn't going to, but I was so nervous that I would mess up. A lot of concentration and helpful hints from my partner got me through, so I would like to dedicate that dance to Kevin and Janet Marchand, and I was looking forward to meeting up with you in April, but it does look like that won't happen now. The next dance appears somewhere on every one of my dance programs, the 8x32 bar jig, The Checkered Court, by Duncan Brown, with Marian Anderson and her band playing again. That was from the RSCDS Book 42 CD to celebrate the 70th summer school. The Chequered Court was the black and white hallway at St Andrews University, which is now immortalised by Duncan Brown in another dance called the Nondescript Carpet Court. Our next dance brings us almost up to date and is another RSCDS dance, this one a medley by a great friend, Chris Ronald. Published in Book 49, in my opinion the best RSCDS book there is, with a wonderful CD by Jim Lindsay again. Square sets for the medley MacDonald of Keppoch. MacDonald of Keppoch is the clan of which the Ronald family is a sept. Chris has devised many dances, several of which are published in the Sunday Class Dance books, and he has published two of his own books, plus his dances Slytherin House and Hello Goodbye are also published by the RSCDS. The final Strathspey on the programme ties right back to my student days in South Wales, where once a year I went to the ball in Cardiff and danced with Alex Gray. But this dance by Alex is much more recently devised than that. Called Buchan's Country, it is 3x48 longwise sets, and I have taught it at the Sunday class because it includes the swirl, the formation best known from the square set dance, the Dreamcatcher. The music is by Alex's son James Gray with Susie Petroff from the Opus Dance CD. That was Buchan's Country from the CD Opus Dance, and James Gray and Susie Petroff played three of James's tunes, Witchwood, Margot's Way, and Patrick Chamois's Strass Bay. For the final dance, this time there was no contest. My all-time favourite dance is J.B. Milne, and this recording by the Californian band Fiddlesticks and Ivory just makes you want to dance. Again and again. Now, wasn't that most fantastic music? The lead tune was written by Angus Fitchett before the dance was devised by Hugh Foss and dedicated to John Bannerman Milne, the cinema and bingo hall owner, the man, Angus said, who gave him his start in his show business career. It has been said that in this dance, the first 8 bars represent the auditions for leading man and lady, who then star on the silver screen as marked out by the second and third couples in the second half of the dance. I hope that you have enjoyed this selection of dances and music, which I have chosen today, as well as all the rules for making up a dance programme, which relate to the dances. There are some rules concerning music, which I often see overlooked. If you are having live music, then you should choose dances for which your musicians play well. So often I hear, they didn't play the right tunes. If you have one specific recording, which you always use, and it is by another band, then don't put that dance on your programme, as musicians do pride themselves on using their own sets, not copying someone else's. For recorded music, all the best bands, of course you have that one covered, but I do like to include as many different styles and sounds as possible to give a wide variety. My favourite band is not necessarily everyone else's. So I hope that you will tune in again next week for another dance from the Sunday class. Please get in touch through Radio GH or email me direct if you have any requests or dedication. As the programmes are recorded, then I can't guarantee to play requests immediately, but I will do my best to include as much as I can. I would like to thank Ewan and Derek for all their help and faith in me, and a quick mention of Seamus O'Sullivan, who presents A Touch of Irish here on Radio GH. I love your style, Seamus, and hope one day to sound as natural as you do. We will finish, as one does at a dance, after all the thanks, with a polka. On this first programme, it has to be the Bluebell Polka from Jimmy Shand and his band. Good night, folks.